Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Morgan open-ended, fully waterproof, seven-thrusting, rotating, portable masturbation cup from Best Vibe. So this is essentially a... It's like, you know, the stranger, when you sit on your own hand and you make it numb, and then you jerk off and it feels like someone else is jerking you off? That's what this is. This is a toy that jerks you off for you. So it's like it, but you still have to hold it. It's not like you can just relax and kick back. Like, you have to hold the toy as it jerks you off. And let's talk about it. All right. So the biggest thing about this toy, like, if you get a look at it, it has an insert that goes all the way through. Mine came with it, it's bent. That's just the way it is. I'll show you the insert. I'll take it out and show you. The insert is bent for some reason. I'm not sure why. Some kind of manufacturing error. It's a very stretchy material. I'm sure if I, like, maybe boil some water and put this in the boiled water, it'll soften up the material, and maybe it'll lose this little divot, but it doesn't really matter. The point is, this insert goes all the way through. It's not really a cup. It doesn't stop anything. Your fluids will leak through. Now, the good news about these sorts of things is they're very easy to clean. You could just, you know, turn it inside out. Now, it's silicone, so it's not the most stretchy, but it's stretchy enough. You could turn this inside out pretty easily to make sure you clean and dry both sides. You can see that the inside of the toy is just smooth. There's nothing actually causing the insert to stick to the chamber other than the natural surface tension, I guess the word I'm looking for. So I put the insert back in off camera. It was just really hard to do. You basically just have to push and pull it until it more or less lines up with the ends. All right, there are three buttons. There is a power button, and there is a plus button and a minus button that goes through the different modes. These two dots here are to charge it. It uses a magnetic charger. So you put it in, it sticks. And you can see that the buttons, they highlight blue, which lets you know it's charging. But let me show you what the toy does. Okay? So it's easy to hold it like this. You have the thumb. All right. Actually, using this end that has the weird heart-shaped end will make it easy to see the rotation. So this is the lowest setting. So I will hit the plus button to go through the other settings. All right, I'm clicking the plus button over and over and over again. Notice it's not going faster. It's not changing sides. It's not going back and forth. It's not going fast or slow. Let me click down. I mean, maybe, is that slower? Let me click up again. All right, it got a little bit louder. This says there's seven thrusting. It seems to me like there's two speeds. They're slow, and they're slightly faster, but still slow. And that's it. Usually these things have kind of it goes up and down fast, or it stutters, or it changes direction. This has two speeds. Fast or slow. There's only two speeds. So I click plus over and over again, nothing happens. I click minus once, and I can hear it getting slow. And that's about as slow as it gets. So maybe there are three speeds. I don't know, it's hard to tell. They're all pretty slow. This is slow. And let me click this over and over again. That's as fast as it gets. Okay, so let's see how powerful the motor is. I will use my finger and I will apply pressure to try to stop the toy. All right, so it doesn't stop. I can't jam it. Oh, did I jam it? No, I can't jam it. So you could see, like, the insert is wrapping around my finger. So you're not going to jam it no matter how much pressure you apply. You could stop it, but you can't jam it. So the good news is you can't jam it. That's good. The bad news is this is pretty weak. And the insert is pretty wide. So it's not like it's cranking on your dick or anything. It's like barely tickling your dick. Now maybe you could put... Let me turn this off. Alright, so there's good torque. The insert has good torque. It doesn't jam. I don't know if you could tell. I was putting a lot of pressure to see if I could stop it. I did stop it, but it was pulling on my finger the whole time. So it's got good torque. This insert, though, isn't really... It's not really hugging. It's not really cranking. It's just kind of tickling. So this is a fairly weak hand job at best. And because it's open-ended, when you eventually come, it's going to go everywhere. So you can't even really just sit back and enjoy it because you have to be careful about when you're about to orgasm. So you can like quickly pull your dick out and point it somewhere or catch the cum in something. I don't like open-ended toys for that reason. You can't really just enjoy the moment because you're worried about making a mess. So you'll have to clean up in a few seconds. The good news is, supposedly this toy is fully waterproof. You can even use this underwater, according to the website. So you don't need to take the insert out to clean it. You can just run water through it, and the water will come out the other side, easy to clean. So that's good. The problem is all you're really doing is you're holding this thing that's kind of giving you a hand job, and your hand is still occupied. So if you're going to be holding a toy that's going to be giving you a hand job that's no better than the hand job you can give yourself, then you're basically, this is a just an expensive stranger. You might as well just sit on your hand and let it go numb and just use that for free rather than use this toy. And how much does this toy cost, you might be asking? This toy is supposed to retail at $70, and it's on sale for $56.23. Now, I do have a coupon code that'll take off a little bit more, but it's over $50. And it's really just jerking yourself off with, you know, but after sitting on your hand and letting it go numb and giving yourself a stranger. And that's about all this is. This is like a stranger machine that just kind of gives you a weak hand job. I mean, the only advice I have is put a cap on this so that you can use it without getting cum everywhere. But this motor needs to be either a lot stronger, or this insert needs to be tighter. It's okay to have a slow cranking, you know, hand job, but it has to be tight. You can't have a loose, like, you could have a loose, very aggressive, quick kind of stimulation, or you can have a slow cranking where it's like really just, you know, cranking your shit, you know? Like, either one of those is fine. This isn't, you know, like, make a tight insert. If you're going to have a slow moving insert, make it tight. If you're going to have a loose insert if it's moving fast, but you got to pick one. This is the worst of both worlds. It's a loose insert that's going slow. And sure, it has the torque, but it's too loose to make a difference. And even if you're like a really girthy guy and this feels great, it's not going to feel that much better than just using your hand, which is free. The whole point of buying a toy is that it's supposed to feel better than your hand. If the toy is on par with your hand, you failed. So anyway, they can't all be winners, I suppose. Better luck next time. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. Check out the Best Vibe website. They do sell great toys on Best Vibe. Don't let this one toy give you a bad idea for the website. There are plenty of great toys on the website. This just isn't one of them. So use the coupon code. Check out the website. Get a good deal on a sex toy. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. This is Turk Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.